it's riddled with quality, isn't it, really? I mean, there's guys there who I wouldn't really care if they all started a test match. You know, you wouldn't, if I was having to play 12 or 13 or 15 or centre with them, or you know, I was a front row four, whatever, you would never have an issue with the fact that you've got George Owen, Stephen Myler, who's been playing exceptionally well this year and last year. Around that, you've then got obviously the likes of Danny Cipriani and Freddie Burns, who are really pushing the other guys. And obviously, as you saw in the summer tour, they started test matches and they played well. So there's a real strength and depth there, which is great for England rugby. And that's what Stu's wanted from the moment he came in. He wanted, you know, he's not going to pick guys just on namesake or what they've done in the past. There is a little bit of that, but form is incredibly important for Stu. And I think, you know, credit to him for creating an environment where no one feels safe, because it makes people on edge. Sometimes that's a bad thing, but with the majority of the time, it's a good thing.
Who would you start against the All Blacks?
Well, if I could pick my... No, I'm only kidding. I would probably say Owen on, as I've just got, contrary to what I've just said, on past historic sort of form. George is not a million miles away. I think he played really well today and showed real authority. Stephen is a good player, but out of those three, I think Owen just squeaks it. And then, you know, you've got George somewhere who will probably start a test match in the next four tests to see, because it's his first time, see where he is. And I think that'd be a good learning curve for him.